This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He has 4 top 5 finishes this year in NASCAR. Last week, he finished in 2nd place at the Kansas Speedway. And heading into Darlington, he's once again a top 10 driver on the tour, one of the most consistent drivers in NASCAR. Joining us this morning on the show once again is Kevin Harvick. Kevin, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you as well. Thank you.
My pleasure. Appreciate you joining us here on the show. And it's a great finish for you guys, and it's a 2nd place finish for you, but you have had that elusive win, which you haven't been able to pin down this year. When you come in 2nd place, do you think about, oh, great finish, happy how we ran, or do you go, boy, it makes you want that elusive win even more?
Yeah, you know, I think for us, obviously, you know, we've been looking for some speed in our cars to get where we need to be as far as leading laps and scoring stage points and doing all the things that we need to be doing. But, you know, I think our team has done a great job of scrapping out those finishes throughout the, you know, the first 11 weeks of the season. So we've kept ourselves in the game from that side of it. You know, I think last week was a huge step for where we started the season compared to where we were at Kansas and doing the things that we need to do, you know, from getting our car where it needed to be. So, honestly, when we left the race, I was, you know, pretty happy with the outcome of the race. And, you know, I think the most important thing was, you know, yesterday's debrief and coming back with all the notes and really trying to pick apart the details of what we need to do to the cars when we go back to the next mile and a half racetrack. So, you know, we have a few different rules packages that we have to manage. And you know, this weekend at Darlington is a different rules package than what we raced last week. So you have to kind of separate what you do on the racetrack and what you dissect and keep those things in different categories. And so we have a lot of mile and a half racetracks on our schedule. And I think last week was an important step for us. And hopefully the next time we put those cars on the mile and a half racetrack, we're a little bit better than we were at Kansas. And so, yeah, you know, I think things are progressing, obviously not as fast as we'd like them to, but I think we're making headway on the things that we need to, and keeping ourselves in the fight is the most important part, and not digging a hole that we can't get out of.
This weekend at Darlington is the retro rundown. So throwback, classic, vintage paint schemes and all the cars. And I just think this is awesome. You know, if you're a football fan, it's like wearing throwback uniforms and helmets. Same thing with other sports. I just think it's so cool. We've seen your retro paint schemes before with the old school Busch and Busch Light logos and everything like that. So is it fun to see the unveil of what your vintage wrap is going to look like?
Yeah, well, I've seen it, but nobody else has.
Right.
So, you know, I think, you know, Mobile One has done a good job of keeping everything kind of pretty close to the hip this week as to what they're going to do with the car. So, you know, I think as we get to Saturday, you'll get to finally see the car and understand the story behind the scheme. The other thing that I realized is I've been around this sport a long time, and when you have enough paint schemes to throw up yourself, you know, you've been around too long. So, you know, that makes it kind of fun to be able to kind of think back to, you know, some of the history of some of the things that we've been able to throw back to throughout the years. But yeah, you know, and it even becomes more awkward when there's other drivers on the racetrack that are throwing it back to paint schemes you know, that we've
when you
had
were racing
throughout the years as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Racing in the same race still. So
right.
I don't know what that means other than we're getting old.
Yeah, you're like, that's a throwback. That I raced with that car on the speed truck.
Yeah, and still racing with that car.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So Darlington has so much lore and legacy around it. The track, Too Tough to Tame, the Lady in Black. As a driver, is it exciting? Is it a little nerve-wracking? Is it you got to be on point, you know, every turn, every lap? What is it about Darlington that makes this such kind of a legacy track?
Yeah, all of that. You know, I think there's nothing about Darlington that's you don't get excited about, just because of the fact that it's still relevant in today's world, you know, with what we do and how we race, and you know, you still have to think about the things that you're doing. But it's also the same shape, the same configuration that they raced 50 years ago, and you know, more than that actually. So you know, I think that there's just not any other racetrack that we go to that has that same type of history and has meant so much to the sport that's really left. You know, outside of Daytona, but Daytona started on the beach at Darlington. They started at Darlington, and you know, have run that racetrack in you know, that same configuration for such a long time. And it's a really, really hard place to race because you have to be on it every lap. And like you say, you make one mistake and it usually results in, you know, scraping the right side of the car against the wall and you know, makes for a long evening. So you know, it's exciting to me. I've been through two races a year at Darlington. Last year we had three. I've been, you know, just with one race. I've been with Mother's Day weekend and then in the fall. You know, so Darlington's been all over the board as far as you know, being a part of our sport for a number of years. And it's really cool to be able to take today's cars and race on a racetrack that they, you know, they've had pretty much every generation of race car on the racetrack in NASCAR's history.
Yeah, and it's really cool to pair it with the Retro Rundown because you have the history of the track and then the history of the cars with it, and it's going to be a really fun weekend at Darlington. Kevin Harvick joins us this morning on the show. When you talk about how the sport has changed so much, one of the dynamic changes in NASCAR is that drivers and fan bases and tracks from non-traditional areas previously are now really popular, really successful. And for yourself, having grown up on the West Coast, when you jumped into the league, jumped into the circuit and started racing, I mean, California was not the place where elite drivers came from, but it's grown over the last 20 years. What have you seen personally from your old stomping grounds and where you grew up with the expansion of NASCAR and now, you know, where it kind of touches all parts of our country?
Yeah. So, you know, I think, you know, our sport has, you know, kind of that stereotype that it's a Southeast sport. And I was fortunate to grow up in, you know, in Bakersfield, California. That was a huge racing town. If you took Bakersfield, California, and you plugged it right in the middle of Mooresville, North Carolina, you would know no different from a racing side of things, because right in town, and there were a number of people that supported that, you know, no matter what you raced, because they always had good crowds, they always had good car counts. So I grew up around racing. You know, I think you know, when I came into the sport in my early years, I think there were 9 guys from California. So I was kind of in that transition of, you know, when the sport was looking for that next generation of drivers, you know, when the Sterling Marlins and the Dale Earnhardts and that generation of guys was starting to retire. And, you know, there was a lot of money in the sport, so all the teams were starting Busch Grand National teams at the time to go out and groom their drivers. And fortunately, a lot of us on the West Coast, it, you know, a lot of the team owners were looking for new guys to go out and try out in their cars. And I was fortunate to be a part of that evolution of change and you know, what it brought to the racetrack. So, you know, I think as you look at it now, it's, you know, I still think a lot of people that don't know a lot about NASCAR racing would still probably have that stereotype that they either don't know anything about it or, you know, put that on, you know, on record as saying, you know, that's mostly a Southeast thing. But, you know, it's been fun to watch, watch it grow and watch it change and be a part of that along the way.
And it has changed dramatically, and I think for the better for the series, because now there's fan bases and drivers and fans from all different parts of the country, and it's really spread. Coming up on Sunday from Darlington, 3:30 Eastern on FS1, is going to be Darlington, the Retro Rundown, the Lady in Black. It's all together on Mother's Day, so check it out. Kevin Harvick joining us on the show. It's always great to catch up. Congratulations on the second place finish in the four top five so far. We'll be watching coming up on Sunday, Kevin. Thanks again.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Kevin Harvick joining us this morning on the show. Good to catch up with Kevin again. We caught up with him a couple of weeks ago. And once again, the Lady in Black coming up on Sunday, which is fun, especially on a Mother's Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.